I don't know if you're aware, but there is a path ahead. Welcome. My name is Anthony White. I'm the Orange Tie Guy. And truly, when it comes down to our life, our journey, our path, and where we're going, there really is a road ahead. I mean, sometimes you're in the bush, sometimes you're confused by the things around you, but nevertheless, there is always a path ahead. I had an interesting conversation with a friend of mine tonight. She was doing me a solid and verifying who I was to an organization, almost like a second identification. And it was kind of an interesting process. I'd never done that before. But in this process, or after this process, we started to have a conversation, and it was an enjoyable one. But we were talking about why, or I had kind of brought up the subject, I'm sure I brought it up, as to why I do what I do. Like, why am I so passionate about relationships, about the gospel of Jesus Christ, about, you know, people in general, or instruction, you know? And one of my passions is actually dating. I call it celestial dating, and it's the way that someone should date, in my opinion. And the reason is because far too many people use it to their own gain or their own advantage. You know, they basically take advantage of others, and this is men and women. It could be of any age, but it's simple truth is that many, many people are selfish. And I mean, I got to tell you, I'm pretty selfish. Like when I'm in a buffet, right? Or if I like go to Costa Vida or something, it's like, hey, give me more lettuce on my salad. You know, I want more of that. But the reality is it's because, you know, we have these desires, right? If I'm standing there in line, if I'm going to get me a nice, you know, salad at Costa Vida, I mean, you know, rice and beans, is that really the healthiest route to go? Not necessarily, but hey, my gluttony is kicking in, you know? I want to just, you know, eat myself until I'm in a food coma, right? There are other things, you know, maybe it's candy, maybe it's money, maybe it's power or recognition or whatever it is, right? Maybe you are, you know, in a final minutes of a winning game and you need to pass the ball off to somebody else, you know, if it's basketball, or, you know, you need to, you know, pass it off. I don't know. I don't really watch football. I don't really watch any sports, to be honest. But when it comes down to it, you know, maybe you want to take the winning shot, right? You want to be the hero or whatever. And a lot of people think that, right? It's that selfish motivation. And I've thought about this often, especially when it comes to relationships, because in my years of coaching people, it's always relationships, always, always, always. And it's fascinating because it's either relationships with themselves or the relationship with themselves, because that's first and foremost, and I can get into that another time. But it's also relationships with other people, whether it's your parents or your siblings or an employer or employees, or whether it's your friends or people that you, you know, serve, or I would say minister to, you know, people around you in your neighborhood, you know, your neighbors, you know, it doesn't matter who it is. It's anybody and everybody, right? The stranger you walk by, or the people you buy stuff, you know, at the, you know, store at the mall, or, you know, whatever it is, you know, grocery store. So when it comes to those relationships, I've seen myself, you know, as I've coached people and I've even been there myself, it's a fascinating truth where each of us, doesn't matter in our lives, whether it's our career, our personal, you know, relationships or personal life, or whether it's, you know, trying to get out of debt or find income or whatever it is, right? Getting an education, there's so many different things, right? For trying to find your purpose in life. All of these things, sometimes we can find ourselves in the weeds, right? We're in the bush, in the sense of, okay, I don't see a trail. I don't see anything that has been blazed in front of me, or a path that's been, you know, blazed in front of me. And I feel lost. I feel, you know, abandoned, even in some cases. And it's freaky. It's scary. And it can be depressing. It can be, you know, a sense of stress or anxiety. And we just can't see it. And if we understood that if we just went 100 yards, you know, maybe it's over two crests, you know, a little hill there or a hill there, and there's the road ahead. Or maybe it's another mile, or maybe it's another day's journey. I mean, whatever it is, as far as the translation or where we are, there is a path ahead. And far too many of us want the immediate satisfaction or visual to be able to confirm right in front of us. Oh my goodness, there it is. It's so easy to see. Well, I've gone hiking many a time. I'm not an avid hiker, but I love it in the sense of after I've done the hiking, I've got a beautiful view to see. I am a scenic freak. I love scenery. And when it comes to that end result, I love to look out and just see the beauty right in front of me, you know, Mother Nature, this glorious planet God's provided for us. But when it comes down to the path or hiking up a trail or just a mountainside or hill or whatever it is, that's not necessarily the greatest of things. Like sometimes maybe there isn't a path and there's loose rocks. So I've got to be more steady or cautious and I've got to go slower. But inside, my selfish self is saying, you know what, get this done quick, hurry, quick. And it's just, I want that immediate satisfaction. It's like, okay, let's get up here quickly, you know, with as little effort as possible. And then I can see that on that crest or on that cliff or hillside or whatever. But that's not how it works. We've got to work with what we've got, the environment and the surroundings around us. And so when I think about just our life and our paths and where we're going, so many people want to give up before they even reach that summit, that plateau, that crest, you know, that, I guess you could say, scenic spot. And I've seen so many times as I've been up on hillsides or mountainsides and I've looked out and it's like, oh my goodness, this is so beautiful. And after I was already there and I took whatever path I took, I often will find a different path that would have been a lot easier to get to that hillside or that mountain or somewhere. And it's like, oh my goodness, I didn't even know that was there. I had no clue. And it's like, oh, what a bummer, right? Or, okay, next time. But often I always reflect after, because it's always after that we have hindsight or better perspective. And here's a simple truth that you can take to the bank is if you do not see something to say, oh my goodness, I could have done that, to done that better, then you haven't reached that summit yet. You haven't reached that plateau or that beautiful scenic spot. And so it's just keep going, keep moving. I remember times where I've been traveling, you know, whether it's hiking or, you know, whatever, backpacking. And one time it was fascinating because I was going in a direction that seemed almost endless. And so I switched directions. And as I switched directions and then I got to where I wanted to get to, I noticed where I was. And if I would have just pursued it like another 5 minutes, I would have seen a road right there. And I was like, what the heck? And I would have seen the path where I needed to take. But I had to go off course, redirect myself to find a different vantage point, if you will, to be able to get my bearings right and be like, where is this? And then now I had to backtrack, you know, but I knew for certainty now that it was there. I didn't have enough, I guess you could say at the time, whether it's faith, strength, optimism, hope, you know, to be able to say, you know what, or even belief and say, you know what, I'm going to keep going to see if I'm going the right way. Now, so many people can say, yeah, but what if you're going the wrong way? You know, if you're going the wrong way and you go forever in the wrong direction. Well, that's up to you on whether that's the wrong way or not. Where are you going? What do you want to do? Where's your achievement? Is that something that you're looking forward to? Because simple and straight, when it boils down to everything, you've got to be the determining factor on where you want to go. What is it that you want? Who is it you want to be? Where are you planning on going? What's the objective? And for me, again, there's always a path ahead. There always is. I mean, I love, you know, reading in Price Pritchett's book, U Squared. You know, it's like define or pick your aiming point, you know, and then relentless pursuit. So if you're just traveling randomly, yeah, you're right. You're probably not going to hit much of anything or you may come across things, but, you know, you're wandering. I've coached people while playing video games, and it's primarily on a PlayStation 4. But as I would play games with them on whatever games they wanted to play, and I coached them through it, because it seems like that's the new addiction, right? It's either streaming television or playing video games or something to distract them from the world. I also equate sports in that mix. I know a lot of people get angry when I say, well, you know, sports is just to distract you from the mundane life that you have. You know, it used to be reading or entertaining people, if you've ever seen Pride and Prejudice, you know. But when it comes down to it, in that process, when you're distracted or trying to escape the world, or, you know, oh, I just want to do something fun or not think about the day-to-day, this, that, whatever, I have other friends who are highly successful and motivated in their lives. They proactively try to find that quiet time, because they can do anything they want under the sun. Like, they have the time, the means, the, you know, ability to do all of these things. And it's fascinating, because the more it seems they mostly focus on family and to get that in their lives. Not all successful ones, but what they do is they don't try to retreat from their life. They love it. They enjoy and embrace their life, and so they're not trying to retreat into these things. But anyway, going back to the point at hand, back on topic, I would coach these people that play video games. And it's interesting to see how so many are, I guess you could say, wandering in the world because they don't know where to look or where to go. I mean, I'd get all spiritual on them and say, well, go to Jesus Christ and, you know, etc. But nah, I'm not that kind of person. Like, if somebody says and asks me why I'm so happy, well, it's because of my Savior, Jesus Christ. But when it comes to them, everybody's got to find their own happiness, right? I feel like true joy only comes through Him. But, you know, what are you going to do to be happy? And I found the alternative to that is selfless service. When you serve other people and you see how it blesses and brightens their lives and relieves burdens from them, holy cow, that's awesome. It is amazing and powerful. I mean, I cry so many times when I can see that I can be a light or blessing to someone else's life, just to be able to serve them in a small fashion. But reality is that there's so many people that just wander and wander, and they just wander aimlessly. But in playing video games, oddly enough, there's like virtual worlds where you can wander and gather resources or this or that or whatever. And it's interesting to contrast that in reality, because a lot of us wander, but we don't even gather resources. Like, we just wander, and it's just to like look at things or experience stuff or whatnot. And it almost seems fruitless. We just kind of aimlessly wander around. And then if we find somebody else who's wandering around, we try and say, hey, are we aligned in the way that we wander? And most often it's not. And so it's like, nope, see ya. Okay, or nice to meet ya, or whatever, and see ya. But sometimes we'll find others that do that. Or they're just aimless, and they're just saying, you know what, I need to find something. I just need to find something. That's why you get all these terrible, you know, organizations where they convince people to do terrible or horrific things, or to buy into their ideologies, is because these are people that are aimlessly wandering around, and they don't know where they want to go. All they want is validation and to feel like they belong, or that they're accepted, and they're willing to give up their morals to do it, because why? They're just wandering by themselves, looking for something, you know? And if you know what you want, if you know where you're going, and that's not necessarily an easy task. It's simple, but it's not necessarily easy. Sometimes you need some others to give you some contrast, and you can say, oh, I definitely don't want that, or ooh, that kind of sounds nice. Then if you find out, oh, wait, that's a little too much to do, never mind, pass, you know, then great. You now know what you don't want to do, but you keep looking until you find your path. And where is your path? And if you're saying, oh, well, it's in this direction, then keep going. Relentless pursuit. Pick your aiming point and relentless pursuit. Like Price had it right in his book, you know, U Squared. But that is a great way for you to move forward. Just keep going. You know, you're so close. You know, just if you move forward, press forward, that's all it is. Move, move, move. Because if you just, again, wander, it's just kind of just chilling around, you know, doing kind of nothing for the most part. Makes me also think of that, that animated Johnny Depp as Rango, I think. He's like a lizard or whatever. And they're all out in the desert and they're all like, you know, starving. And then they find out they're just in the desert outside of Los Angeles or Las Vegas. And it's like, oh my goodness, there's a water pipeline and they could have had all this fresh water, blah, blah, blah. And anyway, if you haven't seen the movie, you don't have to, but it's this concept of, do you know, like, what is available to you? Are you ignorant to the fact that you're so close to the path or the road that you want to be on? You just got to keep moving, you know? And again, you can wander, move as in wandering, or you can identify and figure out, okay, what is it I want? What am I looking for? And I find it fascinating too, because people are still doing that in their 40s, 50s, 60s, you know, trying to find a new career or finding a new position. I mean, I feel bad for those who are, you know, stuck in a dead end, you know, position where they're like, you know, I've just been doing this for so long, but doesn't really bring me any happiness or add to my joy. And it's like, but they're afraid to try something new. And it's like, okay, well, you know, you can proactively find something that you enjoy, or you can stick with what doesn't bring you happiness, but you feel safe or you feel comfortable enough in where you don't have to do anything more. I have a friend just recently who was laid off because all of the positions that were there from employment, her employment, was now replaced by artificial intelligence. Now, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think artificial intelligence is a great option in things, but, you know, it kind of sucks for those people that have those jobs that will be replaced by that. But at the same time, the question is, did they love their job? And if they did, and if they were good at it, they could easily find another position that potentially could fill that. Or find something different that you love, that you know you won't be replaced by, because the organization loves you and sees your value and worth and doesn't want to lose you. And that's simple and straight. I mean, I know it's unfiltered and so many people can say, oh, well, that's easy to say. No, I've been there. Like, I've been replaced before. Easily, you know, in a past marriage, in past employment, you know, all of that. I mean, it's simple and straight. That's the truth of it. And welcome to reality. It's painful. And it doesn't feel good sometimes. But this is how we grow. I mean, I always will reference going to the gym. When you lift weights and you go way above your, like, potential, then it breaks your muscles. It rips them apart, and then your body brings them back together, and it doesn't feel good at all. But is it good for you? Absolutely. Like, it's something that makes you stronger. That's how you build muscle. That's how you gain strength, is by doing that. Now, is there going too far? Absolutely. But at the same time, you know your limitations. But again, maybe you go to somebody who knows more than you, right? Maybe somebody knows more about the path that you're on or trying to find. But it's just keep going. Keep going, because there is something there. You'll find it. And if you aren't, you know, feeling like, oh, well, I just don't know what's going on, look around, you know, see if you can find other people, you know, see if you can find free information. I mean, my county library provides so much information. There are so many people to give you their opinion. I'm one of them, right? I mean, that's why I've got a podcast, is just to share my voice and my perspective. You know, I give people perspective. That's really what I do. So all in all, I got to tell you, this is a wonderful day. This is a wonderful life. This is a wonderful opportunity for all of us to be able to move forward and to just, again, keep moving. Just keep moving. That's really what's going to help you. And honestly, that's how we grow, if we just keep moving. And Thank you for listening to me. I'm Anthony White, the Orange Tie Guy. Hopefully my podcast will get a little better, but you have a great one.